spiritually illiterate. Mere scholastic degrees are inadequate and insufficient to comprehend divine intelligence. The highfalutin scholars were sinners who could not read the divine language. God gave Daniel the gift of the Holy Spirit to read his divine language. Daniel 5:5-7, in the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaister of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. Verse 8, then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Verse 15, and now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing, and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not shew the interpretation of the thing. The handwriting on the wall terrified King Belshazzar. He sought for the wise men of his nation. However, there was none as wise as Daniel, who was Jewish, a descendant of the tribe of Judah. He was an anointed messenger of God, an interpreter to read the divine language. Belshazzar's father, Nebuchadnezzar, invaded Jerusalem. Daniel was among those whom the king of Babylon held captive and subsequently enslaved. However, God anointed him to read and interpret the divine language in which was the handwriting on the wall. Daniel 5:13, the king, said unto Daniel, Art thou, Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah? Verse 17, then Daniel answered and said before the king, Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another, yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. He did not desire any gifts or rewards from the king of Babylon. He was willing to share the gift of divine intelligence with those who were naive concerning the language of God. The specificity of God's time summoned him to expound the mind of God to the king, who had angered him. His behavior of drinking wine in the sacred vessels of God, which his father stole when he invaded Jerusalem and demolished the temple, moved God to execute judgment and the punishment of death for his sin. Daniel was the only one who had the wisdom of God to defy the most powerful king on earth at that time, who had conquered the Jews. God revealed his divine language of judgment with authority and power to Daniel. Daniel articulated, Daniel 5:25-28, and this is the writing that was written, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing, Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom, and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided, and given to the Medes and Persians. Daniel read and interpreted the spiritual language that God had written. No nation, nor individual, had ever seen nor understood that holy language written by God's hand on the wall. Humanity could not read nor learn it. God gave wisdom and knowledge exclusively to Daniel. The Lord magnified him because he dedicated himself to God, also God ordained him to be a prophetic messenger. He did not drink wine nor eat unclean flesh nor commit sin, which would defile his body, mind, and soul. Daniel 1:8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Verse 20, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Daniel and his friends were wiser than all the Babylonians. Daniel 2:48, then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. None of the scholars in Babylon could read the divine language, only Daniel. He was the chosen prophet of God to read and make known to King Belshazzar the prophetic message of tragedy. He was obedient to God's laws although he was in a strange land. God's prophet executed judgment against Belshazzar. King Belshazzar and his friends sinned when they drank wine in the sacred vessels of God, and praised heathen gods that they made of gold and silver. The word of God doomed him after he understood the reading and interpretation of God's word. Daniel 5:30, that night was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldeans slain. The prophet Amos proclaimed, Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. Isaiah declared, Isaiah 29:12, and the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee, and he saith, I am not learned. The mystery of God's word is in parables, metaphors, and symbols in which disobedient people cannot comprehend. The legitimate way to understand spiritual wisdom is by the Holy Spirit. Jesus proclaimed to his disciples, St. Mark 4:11-12, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. The 11 disciples of Jesus Christ were examples of people of God who repented of their sins, and became learned and understood the mystery of the kingdom of God. However, one of his disciples, named Judas, was an example of those who betray the Lord for money. The 11 disciples were able to speak multiple languages. Simon Peter never attended a college or university. However, the Holy Spirit anointed him to speak in many diverse languages on the day of Pentecost. God gave the Holy Spirit to believers in all times. He manifested himself to them. Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verses 7-11, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. The word of God will confound those who are spiritually illiterate, who do not have the Spirit of God. Those whom God anointed by the Holy Spirit have the mind of Jesus Christ. Those whom he has not anointed have human minds. The Spirit of God makes the difference. It is utterly confusing when an individual does not have the Spirit of God. It is equivalent to trying to read a foreign language, in which you had not learned. They need a messenger from God who can interpret the divine language. This scripture reveals the details that there are very few spiritual interpreters of God's words of judgment. Elihu disclosed, Job 33:23, if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand. God gave the power of wisdom and knowledge to his obedient people. Jesus rebuked religious leaders. They promoted their business interests and fantasies under disguise and cloak of religion. They reduced the high standard of divine worship to mere social gathering for business. Jesus said, St. Matthew 21:13, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. St. John 2:15, and when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. Jesus rebuked and chastised them. Verse 16, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. The house of prayer is the place where we worship God, study the scriptures, and pray. Jesus said, St. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Nicodemus and Gamaliel were doctors of the law of Moses. Acts 5:34, a Pharisee, named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law. Jesus challenged Nicodemus concerning spiritual birth. St. John 3:10, Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Ministers appointed by organized religion, and not by the Spirit of God, are spiritually illiterate. Romans 8:2, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Paul emphasized that there were two laws. The Ten Commandment law in which God gave Moses was, absolutely, a spiritual law. Traditions and cultures are human laws. Religious leaders, who did not have the Holy Spirit, could not understand. Mere academics cannot convey intellectual spirituality. However, they did not understand how to apply the spiritual interpretation of the law correctly. The Ten Commandments are sacred rules of law, an absolute, perpetual, divine entity. Jesus said, St. Matthew 5:17, Think not that I am come to destroy the law, or the prophets, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Paul wrote, Romans 7:14, For we know that the law is spiritual. St. Matthew 22:29, Jesus said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. Peter proclaimed, 2 Peter 3:16, Some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other Scriptures, unto their own destruction. John revealed, Revelation 5:4, No man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Without spiritual deliverance from sin, it is impossible to understand the mysteries of God's Word. Academics alone are inadequate. Paul declared, 2 Corinthians 12:2, Such an one caught up to the third heaven. Verse 4, How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Jesus articulated the Word of God with eloquence and power. He did not have a formal education from humans. He did not need formal training in academics. The Ten Commandment law came from God and Christ. He is the Son of the living God who manifested himself in human flesh in all eras. He is the Messiah and Master of miracles and salvation. God in Christ is the Creator of all things, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Genesis 1:26, And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Our likeness of him is a spiritual image, the anointing of his Holy Spirit. The highfalutin sinners were literally astonished. St. John 7:15, And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus said, St. Luke 4:18, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The rich in many instances will not regard the word because of their prosperity. However, some poor people will respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ with great humility. Nicodemus said to Jesus, St. John 3:2, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Paul was emphatic about the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ, Colossians 2:15, He made a shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it. St. John 11:47, The chief priests and the Pharisees said, What do we, for this man doth many miracles? The Pharisees could not create miracles. That is why they envied Jesus. The New Testament Hebrew writer reiterated the chosen and anointed spiritual leader, Hebrews 5:4, And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. The Spirit of God authorizes anointed ministers, male and female. Numbers 11:25, And the Lord came down in a cloud, and spake unto him Moses, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders, and it came to pass, that, when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, and did not cease. Paul expounded in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 2:14, The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Although Jesus and John the Baptist were cousins, John declared that he did not know that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, until the Holy Spirit descended upon him the instant he baptized him. St. John 1:31-33, And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending, and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost.